OC Cast. Here we are, welcome to the first ever OT Cast, live from the pub, live from the bar here in the Orange Tree, Kirby Lonsdale. I've got today with me two very special guests, David Macker and Charlie Oates. Give it up for those guys. Cheers, man. So, this is the first ever OT Cast. We're trying things out, trying new things. I'm sat here with a pint of Ruskin's, all the way from Kirby Lonsdale Brewery. Nice and refreshing after a hard day at work.
Well, that sounded like a fart, but hey.
I do need a poo. I've been kind of turtle-heading all night, really. But so, Charlie, how are you feeling today, man?
Feeling all right.
You'll be quite loud. Just keep talking. So that's something like, you know. This first ever episode of the OT Cast is here to introduce you to the characters that we're making up the podcast. And as you probably tell, Charlie's the shy one. But when he talks, it's comedy gold. You know, it's pure. It works really well. And Macca's an idiot, basically.
Boo!
Yeah, so he's foreign.
Oh God, no.
No, actually, my pits aren't sweaty. Hey, my pits aren't sweaty. It's like the first shift in a long time where I haven't had sweaty pits.
Sweaty, juicy pits.
Sweaty, juicy pits. And that is, that's a real breakthrough for me. I've been using a new deodorant, actually. Extra strong stuff. So if you want to try it out, if you've got the same problem as me, I'm 18, I'm, you know, still in those kind of youth stages where sweat is a problem, give me a shout and I'll recommend the deodorant to you. So we thought to introduce ourselves, we would all recommend our a tune for you to listen to. And Charlie's going to start off by recommending his tune, big tune of the summer. So
my tune of the week and tune of the summer is Guatemala.
Let's go. Thanks, Charlie. What a tune, really. So where'd you find that?
Spotify.
Spotify, classic Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, guys, hello. It's great that you're joining us. Welcome to the OT Cast, the first ever OT Cast. You're joining a real movement here, all the way from the pub. There are people still sat in the bar who probably look at us in a pretty funny way, but that's okay. We don't really mind. Anyway, I feel like I've done enough talking, and you'll find that I'll do a lot of the talking when you've got Charlie around anyway. He doesn't speak that often. But we'll move on to Macca. And tell us your story, Macca.
Hello, guys. As you can tell, I'm from Kirby, born and bred. Yeah, basically, my story is I work at the Orange Tree as a barman.
Thanks for that, Macca. So, I'm really glad that Macca is here on the... He's the one that's actually... You know, he's talking and you can't see his face because he's not actually that good looking.
So says the guy that has his face, a face, what did you call it, Charlie? A
face for radio.
Perfect, yes, a face for radio. Yes, that's Max, a face for radio. Coming from the man himself.
Thanks, Macca. So, well,
he's first time, he's speechless.
You're actually pretty rude.
I think he's shedding a tear right now, but that's all right. We'll let him gather his thoughts, and he's thinking of something to come back with. And have you?
I'd like to ask you a question, actually, Macca. So, for the people at home, we don't want to lie. We want to be, you know, transparent. We want to be open on this first ever episode of the OC Cast. Tell us where you're really from. You know, your origin story. Make it brief. You know, we're not here all day, but you know, tell us what's going on.
So basically, I was born in New Zealand, as they call the long white cloud. But I am my ethnicity is Tongan, Spanish, and French.
Show off.
I was about to speak Spanish, but I forgot we're in England at the moment. So for all those Spanish speaking people out there, I will be doing another one with Pablo, and who is a chef here at the Orange Tree, and we will be doing a Spanish version of this.
So remember, guys, to tune in next week for the Spanish edition of the OT Cast. La OT Cast.
Sí, la OT Cast.
For all you Spanish viewers out there, mis amigos.
Man.
Sí.
And as you can tell, that was Charlie.
The seal of approval from Charlie. That means you guys have to go now because Charlie has said that you have to listen to the OT Cast next week. You better be there. You better have subscribed. Otherwise, Charlie will. He'll cry. And he played Guatemala for you. It's his favourite song. Aside from one big tune that he likes to listen to quite a lot. And it reminds him of a girl he once knew. I won't mention her name. She might be listening. She will be listening.
Hi to you out there. Yes, Alana. I dropped her name. Sorry, we weren't mentioning names, were we? Anyway, it's out there now. Maybe it's out there now. So, Alana, it's lovely to that you've joined us. And
the next tune goes out to you, Alana, and it's Mos Def and Miss Fat Booty. So don't forget, guys, if you like any of the tunes that are featured in the OT Cast, we've got ourselves an OT Cast playlist on Spotify, or hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook, anything like that. Give us, drop us a message. We love to hear from you guys. Especially Charlie's our big man. He loves to type. Whilst he doesn't like to speak so much, he will happily type away all day responding to your messages. And he's a bit of a one with the ladies when it comes to smooth talking, isn't that right, Charlie?
Yeah.
There you go. Man of few words, but when he does speak, absolutely golden. So Charlie, you're a big man within this Orange Street community. How long have you been working for us?
Just over 6 months I've been at the Orange Tree.
And how have you enjoyed your time here?
Enjoyed it a lot, really. Really enjoy the company and the people I work with.
Even Macca?
Most people.
Is there anyone that you don't like?
No, that's bullshit. No.
Is it still there? It's not going. Hang on. They still go right. We had a few technical difficulties there.
Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat going the way. Charlie chirping too many women, usually that's how he's.
Yep. Sorry, Alana.
There we go, Miss Fat Booty over there. Is there anyone within the tree that you don't like?
There's someone, but I don't have to mention that name.
Are you sure? I mean, it would get bringing the subscribers a bit of controversy, Charlie. I mean, I know, and he's. I'll say he. I don't want to jump to conclusions. Might be listening tonight. You know what? I think we'll leave it there. We'll move on. The tree is a very diverse place. You know, you have various ethnicities, various kind of colours and races. For example, Macca is he's caramel.
I'd just like to correct Max there. It's actually salted caramel, which everyone loves. Salted caramel.
We've got some. Speaking of Macca. And on the terms of women, that usually we'd refer to Charlie being a big hunk, the lady killer and all that business. But young David here, young David Macca, has in fact pulled himself a woman in recent times.
No, I haven't. I don't know what you're talking about, Max. What was that? What was that, Max? You've found a woman. I would love to hear more about this. His microphone's gone off. Yes, so Charlie, is there any other songs that you fancy this summer?
Not really at the moment. I'd like to hear more about Max's
Max's bird.
Yeah, exactly that.
Oh, well, do you know her name?
I think it begins with a D.
A D? Oh. Denise. Oh, lovely. Denise, lovely. sorry for you viewers out there. It's been a hard road for Max, as he's had so many birds after him, and but he's a one woman man. He's Denise. A one woman man, Denise. Or as he likes to call her, D-Nice.
D-Nice. So, I'll tell you the story about Denise.
D-Nice.
Sorry, okay. D-Nice. D-Nice. And so I'd like Quagmire. So, Denise was, of course, I only ever meet women in the tree. And I imagine that through this podcast, I'll get a lot more women. It's inevitable, isn't it? I first met this girl at school. Denise was, she was beautiful. She was there. She was small. She had long black hair. She's always walking her dog. It was a big Great Dane.
At school.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Walking the dog at school.
Bit of a rebel. I always like that in women. Turns out me and Denise, D-Nice, hit it off quite nicely back in, we went for a date.
Oh,
where did you go?
To the orange tree.
Of course. And also 25%, was it 25% off staff discount. You classy man. Yeah.
So if you're thinking about it, any women out there that want to date a member of the orange tree, just remember that when you go on dates, you'll get 25% off.
Well,
if that doesn't pull women, I don't know what would.
And the truth of the matter is, I was pulling women before I got the staff discount anyway.
Wow.
So
wow. That just shows what a radio face you have.
And everyone knows that radio DJs pull women all the time. So
I don't know if that's actually a thing. I don't.
Unless your name's Nick Grimshaw, and then it's men.
You're name dropping.
I mean, yes.
Well, I've less of that, Max. We don't discriminate.
I don't. I'm a big fan of his work. I'm inspired by a number of the things that he does, radio wise. So we've heard from Charlie twice. Actually, two of Charlie's song choices. And David Macker, you know, he's travelled the world.
Have you not?
Oh, yes, yes.
He's, you know, seen a number of places, and that means you'll have experienced a variety of musical.
Oh yes,
you know,
so,
genres.
Yes, I think the song I would like to choose, going back to our Spanish theme, will be Suavemente.
Suavemente, from a suave guy himself. Wasn't that beautiful? All the way from Spain, Elvis Crespo, who sounds like he should be playing for Real Madrid in the early 2000s. That was is it Herman?
Sorry, fun fact, he did.
Oh, Elvis Crespo, man of many talents. So the time with us currently, we're in the United Kingdom. For any of you foreign listeners, it's currently 10:41 p.m. We're sat at the pub, and it's very quiet here.
But it was busy tonight, wasn't it?
So it's a Monday here. It's a Monday when we're recording this podcast. What does Monday mean?
Monday is fish and chip night.
Thank you, Charlie. Mate. Isn't he good? Monday means fish and chip night, which is popular, but with a small few, is it not? And as a result, the pub is usually quite quiet on a Monday, which is why we enjoy.
Steady,
yeah.
It's very steady, isn't it? It's just, yeah. You know,
which
a trickle effect.
Yeah,
people trickle in.
That's it. It's manageable. We don't have to worry about being overrun. And the sad thing is, we go into a mindset, don't we, of kind of expecting it to be quiet.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and as a result, it can be. Rebad and Pablo, who you'll meet in next week's episode of, is it El? I was never. La Laodegast. Odegast.
El Odegast.
Sí.
Tengo
un perro. Se llama Vane. That's actually Spanish as well.
Yeah, you're surprising yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that was amazing. That was beautiful.
And sorry to all those Spanish people he offended.
If you don't remember that, I got a B in GCSE Spanish. So.
They part in Africa is when you're ready, brother.
Yeah. Whatever you what you're saying. So Charlie, I want to hear one more choice from you before we move on. Before I offer my choice. We're offering these out to Charlie really because he's got the best taste in music. I was all.
I'm gonna take the music in a new direction than it has been tonight, and I'm gonna slow things down a bit and play a bit of a sad song for you all tonight. I'm gonna play "All Girls Are the Same" by Juice WRLD.
Charlie, are you okay? Is there something you need to talk to us about?
Maybe another time, Max.
The perfect time is OT cast time. So Charlie's got a bit recording shy, in the sense that he doesn't want to talk about his feelings for you guys, and I think that's pretty sad in the sense that I know it's only been one episode, but he needs to be open with you and
express my feelings in the medium of song.
So Charlie's going to sing for us. he's gonna sing for us. No, instead he's gonna give us this Juice WRLD song. All girls are the same, and I have to disagree with Juice WRLD and Charlie for that matter. All women are diverse and lovely in their own way, and very individual. So. Charlie, you know, you go for it, mate. But you might offend some people with this song. Controversial.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That was an interesting song, Charlie. I don't know. I feel like, is there something wrong? Or, maybe there's something you need to tell us.
I think when you've been hurt as many times as me, you'll be able to relate to it.
Wow.
Is it?
So Alana. So basically, Alana. Sorry, guys. If you've been listening, welcome back. Obviously, we've all heard about Alana and Charlie, and obviously, there's something going on where Charlie has been hurt. Apparently, multiple times. Would you like to elaborate more on that, Charlie?
I don't think anyone.
Sorry, we can't hear you again, Charlie. Sorry, we can't hear you again. Just into that little microphone right there.
I don't think anything else needs to be said.
Charlie, this is a talk show. I think that's the point. Is things definitely need to be said, otherwise people won't listen.
That's a fair point. Fair statement right there.
People are going to start switching off.
Yeah.
You need to tell people what they want to hear.
Right now, he's looking at us. I don't know. I saw a bit of a tear in his eye. For now, maybe we won't press the matter. But stay tuned. Stay tuned, we'll because we will on. Get we will get to the bottom of this, won't we?
We'll move on to a segment that we've planned and we will have every week. I imagine that we'll have quite a young audience, as being young and hip folk.
Just like yourself, Max.
Cheers, man. All young people listen to podcasts. It's a given. It's what's cool these days. To you know, when you're riding your BMX to the park, you listen to.
Hi, James. By the way, James, from the Orange Tree, a member of staff.
Keep burning those benches, bro. That's all I can say. We're gonna. introduce you guys to some old tracks, some more hits, right into the archives of you know, of what the OT cast can provide you from our, you know, from our knowledge, from our parents' knowledge, and from other staff members' knowledge, because
even from patrons.
You know, mate, you get the patrons in. There's some old people that come in, and they've got some glorious tracks. I'll tell you that. So, it is time for our
senior song of the week.
Nice. Can you pass me the soap, sonny? So it's a Max here. I'm on the toilet. If you're hearing some echoes or some splashes, that's because I've made my way away from the bar and into a more secluded spot within the establishment. I thought I'd take this opportunity to introduce my song. You know, both Maka and Charlie have introduced themselves through song, and I thought I'd get my opportunity to do so. And it's quite an embarrassing one, so I didn't want to introduce it whilst those guys were there. You know, whilst I act all like the big man, or you know, which I am, I didn't want to talk about it here. You know, and Charlie's got his demon. He talks about the ladies in his life that may have hurt him, and you know, they've shaped him as a person. And the truth is, I feel very, very similar in that sense, and they shape the tunes that I wish to share with you guys. And so, my song, it's quite a modern hit. And it might make you cry, but it comes from a man called Passenger.
We're back in the bar and we're the only ones left here at the Orange Tree. The time is 11:25, and we're shutting up shop here.
Isn't whenever he speaks just so inspiring? I find that, you know, Charlie could talk about any subject. Astrophysics, paint drying on walls. And I'd be intrigued. I would, you know, any of that would be interesting to me. But yes, as he says, we're reaching the end of the day here, and also, sadly, reaching the end of what is the first ever OT cast. So have you enjoyed yourself, guys?
I've enjoyed myself a bunch.
Are you sure you don't? Yeah, your voice doesn't tell us that.
Yeah, I have.
And Maka, how about yourself?
Oh yes, it's been great. I feel like we've definitely opened up the doors of the Orange Tree to all the public, and shown them a new side to this glorious place, residing in little old Kirby Lonsdale.
Couldn't have put that better myself, Maka. How poignant. So, what more to say than goodbye from
me, Charlie.
Thank you, me, and also Maka.
And myself, Max. We'll see you next week for Lotte Cast with David Maka and Pablo Quicksaw. That's how you pronounce it, isn't it?
No, that is not.
Now, how do you say? Quicksaw.
No. To all those Polish people out there, we are sorry again. Obviously, Max cannot pronounce it, but we will clear that up next week with Pablo himself. Yeah.
What's his surname then?
No, well, you can't. That's not how it. Anyway, we're going.
So goodbye from the industry. We're going to give you, you know, a passing gift from us. We hope that you have, whether it's daytime, whether it's nighttime, whether you're with friends, whether you're alone, whether you're out the house, whether you're at home, whether you're on the way to work, let's say, you know, you might be on the tube somewhere. Is it still hot in London? It's pretty sure it's still hot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was just down there yesterday, it was damn hot.
Damn hot for, you know, talking of damn hot. The damn hot boys of the OC cast are out. Good night. God bless.